What's going on, everyone? On this episode, me and Conrad, actually Conrad's in the building with me right now.
What's up, everybody?
Usually I'm recording these by myself, but on this episode, we talked first and foremost about the McGregor and Khabib brawl that happened and how crazy it was, and we break it down. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you can actually see the video and the clips like that we post. We also talked about Amazon Alexa spying on us. We went in to social media and how, like, you know, creating a separate Instagram from the one that you're trying to work on. And then Conrad brought up, what was the
Corey Kennedy, the pro skater who got the DUI crash, and his best friend Filmer died in the crash, and it's a huge deal because he's in prison for 5 years. And his
pretty
mom,
crazy story.
The mom of the dead Filmer said he would have wanted Corey to be free. So it's really
pretty
heavy.
Crazy story.
Super heavy.
And then also we talked about the Banksy, the piece of art that got sold for over $1 million and then immediately shredded itself. So
just shredded, like JT's biceps.
Shredded.
Freaking A.
We hope you guys enjoy this one. If you got any questions or anything, hit us up. And also, please, please, we've been asked to ask you guys this. Subscribe to the channel. Subscribe to YouTube.
Subscribe.
Peace.
Curious. One time.
Five, we're live. What do you have to say for yourself?
The boys are out here, JT and Condor. Got some advice from a fellow out there. Tell the people to subscribe. Subscribe.
Yeah, we don't ask enough. But if you do listen, we would love for you to subscribe, leave a little review. It helps a lot for us.
Give us a lot of likes, double like, give it a lot of love, comment. I freaking love those guys. They're so sick.
Yeah, it helps a lot for us.
JT's thighs coming out the screen.
Biggest thighs in the game.
Send the boys some love.
5 years running.
The Iron Sheik and the Bone Crusher.
The Iron Sheik.
Yeah. You like that? I'll probably rip this off halfway through the podcast today.
Dude, look at your outfit.
Yeah.
You've been... Can you give me... Break down why you do the no shirt... With the headrest.
Well, I'm waiting for a couple comments on my bod saying, wow, Condor.
I've been watching Condor. I've been really watching the podcast, and your bod is just unbelievable.
You get more stacked by the cast. Everyone, you're looking a little more jacked.
Are you doing anything to work out?
Surfing.
You know, you made a promise.
I do some push-ups.
You made a promise like 4 episodes ago that you were going to do 30 days working out and eating healthy.
And I
broke
accomplished
that.
You
did not.
What are you talking about?
What did you do? Tell me what you did for 30 days. The people want
every
to hear.
Other day, I did 4 sets of about 10 to 20 push-ups. And on the last set, diamond push-ups.
How many of them?
Diamonds was probably about eight diamonds.
So did you say every day?
Every other day.
Every other day you did 20 push-ups.
Yeah. And so today,
and that was the way that you got into shape.
Yeah, that explains this.
Every 48 hours, you did 20 push-ups.
No, about like 40 to 80.
This is a lie.
Yeah.
You did not do 80 push-ups.
You did the other day.
You would
like 62.
I would love to see you do 40 push-ups right now.
Right here?
Right here.
How many?
40.
Okay.
No chance, man.
I need you commentating like, all right, nice,
yeah.
Inspiring.
Yeah,
rip. Like, go get him.
Yeah,
you know how you do. You're a trainer.
Yeah. Just
okay,
so that people know. Conrad's going to take his headphones off here. Yeah, take him. Watch
if
out for the
plug. If you guys can't
here.
See.
Watch out for the cords behind you. Pack. Conrad has now taken his headphones off. He's going down. Go right here in the front. Go right here.
Can they see me?
Oh, no. You got to.
I'll go right here.
Yeah, go right there. All right. He's getting down. Whoa, 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 man. You're going to knock over. All right. And there's one. That's good form. 2, 3. All right. Conrad's ripping him out. Yell out when you get to 10.
Woo!
Yeah, he's kind of ripping him.
What am I at?
10, 11, 12, 13, 14. He has surprisingly good form. That was 14.
That was 20.
What, even if that was 20, you said you were going to do 40. You got to 14.
Just crushed 20 push-ups.
You got to 14.
I'm not out of breath.
You got to 14.
But I didn't want the viewers to get bored.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
That's why you stopped. I read an entire book yesterday.
Entire book?
4 hours straight. First time I've ever done it. Whole book in a day.
That's insane. How'd you have the tension span, whatever it's called?
I really wanted to read it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
4 hours. What book?
4 hours straight. The Surrender Experiment.
Oh, the other Michael Singer.
Another Michael Singer book.
Wow.
4 hours straight.
And what was it? What dawned on you? What it was like?
It was great. It was about his, I mean, it's about his life. It's like.
You talk about that. I got to do my 20 other push-ups.
Are you going to do 20 more right now? Yeah. 20 more or 26 more since he did 14? Conrad's got 10, 5, 6, 7. Bro, stop with the push-ups. We get it. You're jacked. You're shredded. We know. We understand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. You might have pulled out all the coins.
Sorry,
I don't know if anybody can even
hear
anymore.
Sorry. Okay, we're back live. Oh, the boys out here. Great times. No, yeah, this is my outfit right here, huh? This is the shades, no shirt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Testing.
Yeah,
3, 4, 5.
I just want to make sure that the voices aren't too loud because they get a couple of these last podcasts that we did went just so crazy loud.
Yeah, I was screaming, it sounded like.
It literally sounded like Conrad was screaming.
Today
whole
we're...
whole book, man. Read it. Now we're... We're here.
We're flowing.
Yeah, I feel a lot better after reading that book.
This is an incredible, incredible intro from the boys. Talking current events. 2 days ago, Khabib beat McGregor. And what was the most... I don't know how to even describe it. Probably one of the, it'll go down as one of the most memorable nights in fighting history, I'd say, huh?
I would definitely say that it would go down as like one of the most memorable aftermaths for sure.
Probably the heaviest thing since Mike Tyson bit that dude's ear off.
Did you see that tweet?
No.
Did you see the tweet? Oh, man.
Let's summarize it for the viewers real quick. So what happened? Huge night at UFC.
Wait, I'm just making sure this is going because yours is so fucking loud.
Why is mine always so loud? What a dick.
Let us know how the fucking sound's going. All right, so to summarize it, biggest event in a long time. I mean, obviously, since last year, the Mayweather shit.
Conor McGregor. Comes back to the ring.
Khabib's
like 26-0.
Yeah, Khabib's 26-0. And, you know, I love fighting. I'm into it. I'm like, I like all that stuff. Chase is really into it.
Great,
Chase
dude.
Is really into it. I'm not into it as much, but I do enjoy, like, the big events. I like any kind of event that, like, people are hyped on. I think that the, like, camaraderie of it. The,
like $1 billion is bet on the game. There's
yeah,
so
well,
much
not even
fire
not and... even necessarily money, but usually just, like, the ones that are, like, there's either a big underdog or, like, it's a big moment for someone. I like those kind of events. So this was a huge event. And
huge
whatever.
Event. Khabib McGregor.
The fight was a little boring. That's the way that Khabib fights. He fights.
He was
like,
getting booed.
He fights like a wrestler.
Everyone was booing him. The whole audience wanted McGregor.
Yeah.
He was getting booed. So to summarize, Conor had him a few times boxing. He had him like one point where it was like, oh, McGregor might have a chance. But Khabib, the whole fight would just get him on the ground. And then it was like, oh, come on, hold on for dear life, Conor. And then round four, Khabib finally got him in the chokehold. Conor tapped. And then everything started getting weird because Khabib was like, Conor McGregor taps out. He's like, ugh. And then Khabib's like, you know, still on him when the ref's pulling him off. He's still like,
well, no, he was on him and he was saying something to him after he got off.
Yeah,
he was, like, but I was reading on Twitter that after Conor tapped, he didn't even let go. Like, he didn't let go. Usually it's like as soon as they tap, you're gone.
You let go.
Yeah, but
he didn't
guess,
let go.
I didn't see that, but I didn't see that. But that's what did you?
Yeah.
I didn't see that, but that's what they were saying. And so after he didn't let go, then he said something to him, pointed at him, said something to him, turned, threw his mouth guard into the other corner, into Conor's corner. And then started pointing at Dylan Danis, I think his name is.
Yeah.
Yeah, started pointing at Dylan Danis and was looking over at him and was fucking saying something. And everybody's like watching and we're like, well, this is kind of a weird celebration. And then all of a sudden you just see,
and then
boom.
All hell breaks loose.
The camera panned back to Conor. So it was on Khabib. He threw his mouth guard. Everybody was like, okay, he's the weird celebration. Pans back to Conor, cuts back to Khabib, and he's on the fence.
He jumps out of the octagon.
Jumps over the fence, and you don't see it initially, but all you see is that he's down. He's fighting Dylan Danis. Like, they're wrestling.
He pile drives the guy. They're wrestling. Just dive bombs him. It's insane.
No, he didn't dive bomb him.
He didn't? It looked like his feet were going out.
Did you see the fucking picture?
Flying, yeah, I seen the flying
kicked him. Yeah. He flying kicked him.
So heavy.
And
then the heaviest part is while that's going on, two or three, I think, of Khabib's team come after McGregor from behind and start wailing on him from behind. It was the heaviest, most lowest thing I'd ever seen. Yeah. It was awful. I think those guys are going to get killed.
No.
They came from behind and started beating him in the head.
No.
Connor just stood there.
But, I mean, it's...
What do you mean, no?
I don't think they're going to get killed.
Oh, yeah, that part, probably not. But I think serious shit's going to go down from that.
I think that the problem with all of it is that the Nevada Sports Commission or Sports Committee, I'm not sure what it's called, the people that run sports in the state of Nevada, that's who he has to be worried about, because it's not even the UFC that can, like, control it. So when all of that stuff happened, they had to turn over all of the videos and stuff to the Nevada State Sports Committee, whatever the fuck it's called.
Oh, you're kidding.
So it's not even like Dana White being like, oh, yeah, you know, Connor jumped over the fence for Jose Aldo, so it'll be a wash. Habib jumped over the fence at whatever. It's literally like Dana White has no control. It's these people that have the control.
Hmm.
But it was just fucking crazy. And what happened was, if you watch the video, and they cut the replays, but me and Chase are like sitting there like on Twitter looking up replays for like 2 hours. We watched this for like an hour.
What happened was
Connor got knocked down, and then Khabib runs and jumps on the fence. And as he jumps over the fence, his brother or another guy from his team jumped the fence on the other side to run to see where he was jumping. Like, so like they're on the other side of the ring, right?
Uh-huh.
He's in Connor's corner pointing at Dylan Danis, then hops that fence. Yeah. So these guys are watching it through two sides of the fence. So they jump the fence into the ring, and then they go to jump the other side of the fence. And as they're jumping the fence to go see where his, I think it's his brother, Khabib's brother, that was on top of it, Connor had jumped up on it too to like see what Khabib was doing and to see if he was, because he was going after Dylan Danis. And so they're both up on the side of the fence watching Khabib down there. And Connor takes a swing at the guy.
No.
Yeah, it takes a swing at the guy.
No, that did not happen.
Oh, man, I'll show you. Look at this.
They totally omitted that.
Oh, dude, no, absolutely.
No,
so
Connor, they weren't just cheap-shotting him.
So he takes a swing at him, and then Khabib's brother, who I think it was Khabib's brother, or it might have been his trainer or whatever. Oh, boy. Let's see this. Let's pause that. Oh, God.
Hey.
There we go. Let's see. Khabib post-fight.
No way.
Yeah. Fight under investigation. Brawl explained. I don't know.
Because it looks like when we replayed it a million times, it looks like the guy in the red comes from behind and just slams him in the head from behind. And it's
That happened. But watch, I'll show you first what happened. Let's see.
Yeah, dial us in for the viewers watching.
So he gets
watching.
Choked out. It's pretty sad, man. I honestly like I like Khabib. I mean, you both have ties back to Russia, but I for some reason I like Conor McGregor a lot.
Oh, you kidding me? Conor McGregor is the greatest dude ever. Legend. I'm Irish, so you know it's my blood versus where I've
lived.
Are
you Irish?
Yeah, I'm Irish. Strong Irish blood.
All right, so look, we're watching this here right now.
The one thing Conor has done is stayed pretty safe.
Go to where he chokes him out. Right here. This might be a fucking ad. This is going to piss me off.
Oh, come on, ad.
Don't need an ad here. Yeah, it was just crazy, man. So he jumps the fence. Okay, so look, he chokes him out here. But you can see the ref right there was telling him up, up, up. Like, let go. Now he points to Dylan Danis. Walks over there, throws the mouth guard into the corner. And then watch, it cuts back over to Connor.
What?
Watch. Oh, this is fuck. wait. Maybe it goes right here. Maybe it shows it. Yeah, so look, now he points over here. Throws the mouth guard.
Where's Connor? Oh, Connor's still sitting
the mouth
there.
Guard. So Connor's still down. And look, you can see Dylan Danis over here going like this. Like, going like, come at me, bro. Or going like, fuck
you.
Yeah, let's go. So look, he throws it. And then look, you see Dylan Danis going like this. Watch.
I don't see him.
Right.
This one's Dylan Danis.
The blonde one right here. So now he now Khabib jumps it. Runs in there. Legend. Flying kick.
Does he get him?
No, he missed him.
Who'd he get?
He missed him. And this is where Rick Solomon was like right here.
No way.
Yeah, so he flying kicks him, missed him, and then they brawl out for a second. And watch, while they're brawling out, look, you see on the fence, Connor comes up here. Look, Connor's right here looking at Khabib. And then this is where Khabib's brother or teammate comes and jumps up to see what's going on with his little brother. And then Connor takes a swing at him.
Oh.
See? And so then he punches Yeah, so then he punches Connor back. They both get pulled down. And then he goes after Connor right here. So now it's like kind of chill. It's still going on outside. But look, Connor's right here. And he kind of gets in it. He watches. Another dude jumps in. Another one of Khabib's teammates jumps in the ring to like see what's going on. And then Connor recognizes that he's coming in. And he comes over. And Connor and they both kind of connect. Connor just connects. The guy didn't hit him. But they both swing. Boom. And then this is where the red dude jumped.
Like he got him.
And this is where the red dude jumped in.
Oh, this is where they show it.
This red dude. This is the part.
The red dude's messed up.
This is the part where I was like, "No way!" Was the red dude. This
yeah,
is the
red
part
dude's
where I was
gonna get. I think he might get shot.
This is the part where this fucking red dude that jumped the fence was. I was like sitting there watching this, like, "Oh, this is so bad."
Yeah, that was messed
this
up.
This is so bad. Look, and dude, if you watch,
comes
you,
from behind.
There's a couple. What's it called? Angles where it shows the fucking dude in the red. Not even in like Khabib's corner, but like comes from literally out of the audience, like comes from like all the way around, like runs. No. Dude, you see him running through the audience, like running through like the whole way around the side. Like watch. Okay. Let's see if you can see it. Like you'll see him coming down right here, right at the bottom. So now he's punching hit. Now he's the brother's
whoa,
getting into it with Connor.
Whoa,
and then look,
whoa.
Watch. He'll be like right down here, the red dude. Look, there's that guy. Oh, they can't see his angle's bad.
No,
look,
I see
look,
him.
Yeah,
I see
he's
him,
like
yeah.
coming through, comes up, and then boom.
Oh, he's
jumps
agile.
In right from behind. Boom, gets him.
Oh,
hits him
he
a
was ready
times,
to go.
Hits him a couple times. And then see now they're all now it's all just like a little melee inside there. And if you see so you see Connor's coach John Kavanaugh run in the ring to try and help, and then you see Dylan Danis over here try and get back in the ring too, and he gets pulled off right here. Oh, wait, no. Right here, gets ripped off by the guards. It's pretty fucking crazy.
So
right?
For the podcast, can we have all those clips playing?
No,
for the viewers,
it might be hard, but
let's get our boy Bo in there.
Yeah, we'll see if Bo can play it.
Anyway, back to live action. That was insane.
It's crazy, right, dude?
That
the panic, like I could literally feel like the panic going on inside of me while I was watching that. Like
I was
fucking,
shook.
Like,
I was stressed out.
Like oh shit. Oh,
you
would have
been
fuck.
Beating ass.
Who, I would have been.
Whose head would you have been knocking?
Jeez,
you'd have been
man.
Pounding on someone, JT, for
sure. I'm not that kind. I don't really get into that kind
I
of
know
shit.
You're pretty zen now, but if you were in the moment and you were cheering for one of them,
if it's someone that
if
I know,
if it was one of your boys,
yeah, done.
Say it was me, in the
dead.
Ring,
dead.
The dudes are dead. Yeah,
all of them.
I'm just standing there and watching heads get blown left and right.
I fight for glory. So I fight for good. I fight for good in the world. If there's, if it's
true
something
that.
That I, if it's something that I believe in and it's someone that I like, you know, if I, my heart's in it, then I'm all there. But
JT's protected me many a nights. I go out guns blazing when I'm with him, not worried about a
protected
thing.
Protected you against Floyd Money Mayweather.
Floyd Money Mayweather, them Ortiz brothers.
No, it wasn't Ortiz. It was
Tito. Whatever.
No, it wasn't Tito Ortiz. Oh God.
Diaz
brothers.
The boys.
The Ortiz brothers.
They
Tito.
Liked us though, huh?
Yeah, they liked us. But yeah, so that fight's crazy. So did you the aftermath? Did you see all the fights in the lobby and stuff?
No.
Look at this. Watch. So look, now you're seeing like this is the other angle of it.
I googled one. I saw one in the parking lot.
Oh man, there was.
And
like,
how is Khabib?
So
he
this
was
is the
man
thing
of
that,
his words. He said, I'm going to beat his whole team in the parking lot.
I don't know if he said that.
Bob tweeted about it. He's like, one thing Khabib was on it about is he's going to beat his whole team, too, in the parking lot.
He said in the parking lot?
Yeah. Well,
or he said he's
going
to get their whole team.
Yeah, this was before the match.
Yeah. I think he said something like, I'm going to get your whole team. I'm going to smash them.
Yeah.
But like the crazy thing is, or not the crazy thing, but the thing that scared me was like, okay, this is in Vegas where, like, you know, this is the last place that the city needs more, like, riots more, like, tragedy, like, more, like, fighting in
because
the streets and shit.
Because it was a year ago when the shooting happened.
1 year ago when the shooting happened. So, like, while this is happening, and did you see Dana White come into the ring after and tell Khabib, I'm not giving you this belt?
Yeah, I don't want to riot.
Yeah, I don't want to riot. I'm not giving you this belt.
Yeah, it was good. I think they should have waited on the decision, though, even.
Yeah, I agree with
that.
My
opinion, it's like...
And he might still... There still is a chance that he might not even get it.
Yeah, I think they got to wait it out. And part of me is like, maybe he shouldn't get it, you know?
But what kind of precedent does that set? But then it goes into, like, Conor jumped the fence and went after Jose Aldo before when he won it.
I'd have to see it, the context of that one.
I'll show you that one right now.
Yeah, let's see when Conor jumped it. Because let's be real. When you look at these two dudes, Khabib looks kind of like a dick. And Conor looks like the man.
Look, goes out, jumps to a cage and
goes
after.
In my opinion.
Right here, look. So this is right after Conor wins.
They got on this win high where they just
He jumps the fence. This is right after Conor McGregor wins. But right after he fought Aldo. So he jumps the fence. Goes after him. Asks to get help down. Gets help down and goes and stands right in front of Aldo. Starts talking shit to him.
I think it's a totally different vibe, though. It's a different vibe. It's different. People, I don't know how to judge it, but it's different.
It's a little bit different.
Totally different.
But it's a little bit different, but it's crazy how malicious everybody that has been, like, talking about this is making this compared to the one with Conor, because it's not insanely different.
Yeah, it's definitely different, but I guess, you know, there is a little point there that Conor jumped the fence too. But another thing too in Khabib's defense, I guess everyone, well, I mean, they all get taunted, but I guess, I don't know, they were saying something like, your dad's a terrorist or something because his dad's not allowed in the country.
Yeah, so leading up to
the fight.
This is what I was thinking, though. Conor McGregor is a great salesman. Like, he knows the business. He knows, like,
he's
that.
He's a hero.
He knows the way to sell a fight, right? He knows how to get under people's skin. He knows how to make people in the audience think that he really, like,
he's
hates
the
other person. No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying he knows how to sell the fight and make it seem like it's a way bigger deal than it is.
Oh, yeah.
The difference between him and Khabib is everything Conor was saying could have been promotional, but, like, he's not going to say that to Khabib.
Khabib took it personal.
Takes all of it personal. And then Khabib's like, Conor's looking at, like, I'm going to make so much money from this fight. Like, this is a, you know, it could maybe a bigger percentage than his other fights if this is, like, actually a war, but, like, still not, like, this is literally, I don't care about the money. I'm literally just want to kill this guy. Whereas Khabib is like, dude, this is literally like a war for me. Like, this is, I don't care about the fucking, the promotion. I don't care about that. I just want to kill this guy. So it's way, way, way more personal for him. That's the way that I look at it. Or looked at it. It was like, fuck. Also, I was looking that Dylan Danis, the dude that Khabib went after. Dylan Danis and Khabib used to have a little bit of beef. So that was like another reason that he might have gone after him. Yeah, supposedly Khabib used to train in New Jersey where Dylan Danis trained. And like he wore some shirt that was like making fun of jiu-jitsu, which is what Danis is sick at. And so Danis was like, you know, they were like talking shit to each other. Dude, there's a lot that went into this fucking thing.
There is
a lot that went into it.
That's heavy.
It's pretty crazy, right?
It's pretty crazy. I mean, looking at it, just seeing it and not knowing any of the depth of any of their personal struggles or anything racial or, I don't know, context of their language and what they said and this and that. It looks like Khabib's kind of a dickhead and Conor's just the freaking champion.
It definitely made Conor look better.
The
really sad part about it is that could have been the best night for Khabib, his family.
In history.
The phone. That could have been the best night for Khabib, his family, the whole city, the whole, like for his hometown, like, could have been like, he could have walked out of there and been like, I didn't talk shit, or, you know, I didn't like stand up and say anything at the press conferences. I just went in, took care of business,
he would have left the
made
champion.
Money, left and been gone.
I would have respected him so much if he took all those boos and was just like,
yeah,
sorry.
And then takes his money, goes back home and just lives
legend.
As a king.
Legend.
But for 1 second, his fucking emotions got the better of him. For 1 second.
He was tethered.
For 1 second, he gets tethered. He gets twisted up and being like, you know, just anger.
Everyone's booing him because he does the chokes, takes him to the ground.
Choke.
It's boring.
Yeah, he wanted more blood than that. And it couldn't get a knockout. Couldn't get anything vicious. Ended in like just like a simple, you know, rear naked choke. I think it's called like a little... you know, choke, whatever.
Yeah.
Ends with a tap, and then he just wants more blood, and he looks over, and Dylan Danis is just like this, flipping him off.
Oh, he was flipping him off.
Or, I mean, not flipping him off, but even
something.
Just going like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, he was taunting him.
Yeah, even taunting him, and then he's just like, sees red. And for that 1 second, that could have changed the whole fucking thing.
You're right. You're right.
That 1 second, he decides to fucking jump.
You're right. And that one second, I think, made him the most hated man in the world. I think he's the biggest villain in the world right now.
I don't know.
He's like the prince of Putin. And Russia has, you know, not a good taste from America right now. So he's like
the epitome of
like Russian dick.
There's a lot of people that don't like Conor McGregor.
Really?
Yeah. And there's a lot of people that look at both sides of it and are like, okay, Conor taunted his religion. They taunted his dad. He taunted that he lives at home. There's like he in his religion, like there's something that he lives at home with his
parents. Sort of impressive to jump into a snake pit with like 20,000 people.
Dude.
He jumped the ring. Everyone hated him there.
He jumped the ring and literally flying kicked.
What a mad dog.
By himself. The entire team of Conor McGregor. The whole team.
That's I don't know what to call that, but I mean,
it's pretty badass. It's like, I don't think it's, I would really love if he would have just won and just been like, fuck yeah. This guy's nails. This guy didn't let anything affect him. Came in, took care of business, got the fuck out, and is going to go live in peace forever. But like what he did was pretty fucking nails too. Jumping and flying kick.
He's like Mike Tyson.
The one thing I didn't like, did you see his post interview? His post thing?
Yeah, he kept asking for his belt. He's like,
not that. Or not that right there. The press conference.
No.
So I waited up till like 1 a.m. to like see this post-fight press conference.
Zero balls to the wall.
I love this shit, yeah.
You're committed.
Yeah, I'm committed. I love this kind of stuff.
You're driving through the barrel.
Congratulations on your victory tonight.
So what happened was Dana White had to come in and answer questions, and this is after Khabib's guys got arrested, but Conor didn't press charges. And the reason that people think he didn't press charges is because in that clip, there could have been an argument that he threw the first punch. You know how he was sitting on top of the fence there?
Or
because
Conor's just that extraordinary of a guy.
That's what Dana White was saying. He's like, you know, Conor's such a great guy that he didn't even want to press charges on any of these guys.
Conor's the man, the golden boy. Huh?
But Conor didn't talk, but Dana White came in and answered questions and then said Khabib's going to come in and answer questions. And so I was excited for him to come in and sit down and be like, yeah, I wanted to fucking kill Dylan Danis and I wanted to go after da-da-da. And I wanted him to answer all of that shit and
But
as I'm sure you're aware, the story is really about what happened after the fight, unfortunately. Can you tell us in your words what caused you to jump over the cage and to go after Conor's team?
What's up, guys? How are you? First of all, I want to say sorry to Athletic Commission, Nevada, sorry to Vegas. I know this is not my best side, you know, I'm human being and how people can talk about I jump on the cage, you know, what about he talk about my religion, he talk about my country, he talk about my father, he come to Brooklyn and he broke bus, he almost killed couple people, what about this, why people talk about I jump over the cage, why people still talk about this, like I don't understand. I am respect. My father teach me, hey, you have to be always respectful. My old team, where I'm training California 7 years, everybody know who I am. All my friends, like everybody who know me, they know who I am, you know? And I told you guys, these guys, not only him, his old team and him, they tap machines. You know, I told you guys, when you put him wrong way, he gonna tap. You know, what happened today? Like they call him two-time world champion, like two weight classes. But today he tap, and that's why, alhamdulillah, belt is here, undisputed, undefeated UFC lightweight champion. And you know, and I wanna say something like, you know, like people little bit. It's not people. I think it's media. Media a little bit change MMA. This is respect sport. You know, this is not trash talking sport. This is respect. So like I told you before, guys, I want to change this game. I don't want people talk about opponents.
This is brutal.
About
right?
His father,
this is
like,
brutal.
Wait, though.
Like religion. You cannot talk about religion. You cannot talk about nation. You know, guys, you cannot talk about this stuff. And, you know, this is for me is very important. And thank you so much.
And then
thank
he leaves.
Guys.
And then he leaves.
Wow.
So he doesn't. So I was expecting him. I wanted him to come in and be like, yeah, I fucking jumped the cage. Yeah, he was talking shit about my religion. He was talking shit about this. Fuck him. I'm going after all of them.
I mean, first thought watching that, I pictured like a like a third grader. That's how a third grader would respond. If the third grader jumped out of like the timeout zone and went after another kid, well, what about him? He talks bad about my family. It's like,
yeah.
Oh man. And then you're going to throw the respect card out. It's like, bro, man up to what you did. Say, I'm sorry. Yeah. I let it get the best of me.
Well, he said sorry, but then
it was such a lame, ambivalent. Sorry. Oh yeah. It was ambivalent. And it was like, please give me my title. He was saying, I'm sorry for this, that, but what he was really saying is I really want my title. You know, yeah. It was so fake.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
Yeah, I agree. I would have loved if he came out and said, "Hey, look, I got the best of me. It got the best of me there. Like I lost control for a second there, but like I fucking hate that guy and I wanted to kill all of them." Like,
yeah, here's how you handle it. You say, "Look, guys, you know, no excuses, but just for a second, I'm sure you have get in my shoes. I was booed all night.
Yeah,
I even felt a little." Almost lame about how I took him out on the ground. Everyone was booing that. It was a rough emotional night for me. For one second, I let it get the best of me. I jumped the fence. Horrible decision.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
You know.
That's the really respectful way, which would have been great if he came out.
Just done it like that. Easy.
I honestly wanted him to come out guns blazing.
I'm so pissed off. Yeah. That would be great too.
I wanted him to come out and be like, fuck yeah, I meant to do that.
Instead he goes, but what about him?
Yeah.
He drive bus and almost kill people. It's like, bro. And then you say, why is everyone still talking about me jump the ring? They're going to be talking about that for 50 years, bro. Like, are you kidding me?
It happened like 17 minutes ago.
That was bizarre. Yeah. And then that part was bizarre. And then the respect part was bizarre.
It's crazy because he goes like, this is a sport where you like respect, you show up, you do your thing, and then you leave. Right after he just literally jumped the fence.
Bro, it's like, I get what he's saying. It's like, yeah, the guy was talking shit about it, but it's like, bro, you got to look at yourself too.
Yeah.
He's literally just thinking this Dylan Dennisaw, he'd talk bad. And
yeah. Like, dude, Dana White came out before that and said that the Nevada State, whatever, they kept his purse, like they kept his money and they gave Connor his. Like gave Connor's money, but they didn't give Khabib his money yet. They had to review all the tapes. I don't even know if they've given it to him yet.
And if I had to guesstimate, Connor not only got the money, but he probably got like 10 million new big fans. And Khabib probably lost like half.
I don't know. I think Khabib probably got a lot of Connor's fans that don't, or Connor's haters that don't like Connor that are like, fuck yeah, Khabib.
Could be
we've
right.
been
want- Could be
but
right.
I think that Connor got a lot of respect because one, if you watch the video, he wasn't really like initiating anything. Like he kind of stood his ground. He didn't. And then what happened afterwards, like that he didn't try to do anything in the locker rooms or like afterwards. And he hasn't come out on social media and like said like, fuck
Khabib.
Screw that
guy, yeah.
Yeah. He was like, it was a good fight. Whatever happened after doesn't matter. Like later.
Connor, so, in my opinion, legend.
I like Connor McGregor a lot.
So sick.
Yeah, he is.
Really, really commendable how he handled all that.
Yeah, really, really, really.
I
cool.
didn't see
good
where
salesman,
he
good fighter,
did a
good.
Hit, but it was like, you know, he's seeing. I feel like he's seeing like all of Khabib's dudes, and Khabib's after his team. He's like,
yeah,
you know, I don't think he did anything wrong at all. I think he's.
I don't think he did either.
Exemplary,
yeah.
Exemplary night for Connor.
Yeah, except for the fight.
Yeah, I wish he would have knocked him out.
I wish too,
but you know, Khabib, brutal brother.
Good
I don't
fighter.
Know. Maybe he'll come out as a legend in a couple years. But right Who? Now, I think he's the most hated man in the world. Khabib.
You think so?
I think he's the most hated man.
Putin called him right after. He said that.
Yeah.
Putin called him right
Putin's
after.
Like, you are Mother Russia's lovely son, but the world hates you very much now.
No. I'm not joking. Putin called him.
What?
No fucking word of lie.
No.
He said in one of the interviews after, he said, you know, everybody talks about Conor McGregor with Putin, but Putin just called me and told me he's very proud of me. This is like 3 minutes after the fight, like right after. I think he might have even said it on the fucking...
What else
know,
did
he
Putin
get to talk.
Say?
I don't know. He probably said that was sick, bro.
Jeez, because I thought it was going to get... All hell was going to break loose. I thought Putin was going to bring the nukes out. Ireland was going to like, you know, start throwing beer at him. Thought it was going to get super real. Get back here, bro.
Bro, I'm here. It was crazy, man. I'm not joking. I came home. I was up till 2 a.m. looking at Twitter, different feeds. You know what was sad though was the fights in the lobby after, like not the actual
Some
fighters, the fans,
ones, huh?
Yeah, people getting knocked out and stuff. I don't like seeing that.
Yeah, that's
I don't like seeing like the street fight knockouts and shit. That stuff makes
That's not our civilization in good form right there.
No, it's not.
Very drunk.
It's not the best of humanity.
High emotions.
Yeah, drunk, just macho egotism, just fucking jumping.
Probably some cocaine involved. Then it gets real escalated.
Yeah. And it's and anyone they're defending their country too. It's not just like
die?
I don't know if anybody died. I didn't see.
Jeez. What a crazy night.
Pretty crazy.
Let us know how you liked our commentating of the fight. Respect.
Yeah, get some more. What was it?
Subscribe.
Comments, some little subscriptions.
Subscribe. Comment right now if you wanted McGregor or Khabib, or who you like better, McGregor or Khabib.
Or tell us your thoughts on what actually happened.
Yeah. Yeah, do that.
Or if you have any inside information, I'd love to see that shit.
Yeah, send us some inside news.
We never ask people to subscribe or anything.
We're trying to get in.
We don't really care as much about. We haven't really cared about as much about how many people listen or.
We're trying to get in here with our audience now. We're engaging with the force. We're diving in. Come on by the house. Come by the studio.
Yeah.
Hang
just
out,
text me. I'll give
sit
you
the
address.
Sit on JT's lap.
You can sit right here. You can sit right there. You can sit.
You could have one person on your right thigh, one person on your left thigh.
Jeez.
Couple in the background just hanging out. No saying anything unless
we
know.
Still need the hype man. We want a hype man to sit right here in a chair. We'll give you a mic and we might even blur out your face.
Yeah.
But you're just gonna be right there and every time we see something dope, you just go like this.
What?
Yeah. Or like, dude, that was so fucking dope. Yo, Connor, that was sick, bro. That was so tight.
Was that line sick or what? You like that one, hype guy?
We just sit here. He just goes like, hey, guys, can I say something for a second?
Sure,
that was a
Jonathan.
Great fucking topic. That was so dope. That was so, you guys just delivered that so well. It was great, man.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah. So if you want to be the hype man, right here.
Okay. So the fight, other news, what's going on? The hurricanes brought some great waves. I've been getting great waves.
Yeah.
Surfing, a lot of fun.
I didn't know there was hurricanes out here. That's you just told me that.
Yeah. It makes great waves. Probably the
Why
best.
Why is there hurricanes out here?
Zuma.
I thought there was hurricanes over in
I don't
the
know.
East.
I
didn't know there was any over here.
I think it's all come with just the way the world's going. There's hurricanes all over the map. I think it was the most hurricanes on Earth at one time in history.
Last week?
This last week.
Most hurricanes on Earth at one time in history.
Yeah, there was waves all over the world, all over the map. So
Arizona?
Hurricanes are good for surfing.
Were there waves in Arizona?
Oh, yeah. So Arizona's pumping. Yeah. Phoenix was tubing.
Kansas City?
I don't think Kansas City was that good. It was a little onshore.
Minnesota?
Minnesota's pumping. The Great Superior Lake? Firing.
With a hurricane came in.
Yeah, a hurricane. Everything. Oh, yeah. Jack the Hobo, we've been hanging. What else?
Yeah.
What other news is out there?
What was the thing that was in the sky last night?
Oh, SpaceX. Elon Musk launched
another
rocket.
I had about 15 people on my Instagram story feed thinking that there was actual alien attack last night.
No way.
Yeah. No UFO. Hey, there's a UFO above my house right now. Everybody look. I honestly looked and was like, whoa. What
you
the
believed
fuck is this?
It.
I mean, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't believe it.
You did.
I don't know if I believe in that shit. I would be intrigued.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would be like, yes, they are. They're here.
Yeah, we got to read up on that and see what Elon's up to.
You don't know what it was?
I don't know. I know a year ago they launched another rocket, and that one was without warning, and so we were all freaking out. Remember that?
That one was
ago?
Crazy. Yeah, that one was crazy.
That one we were like, Martians coming.
Why don't we type this in quick and see what it was? Let's see what this fucker sent up to the sky last night.
Yeah. In the meantime, subscribe.
Should we just overuse that now?
Yeah, I'm gonna pump it all this.
Our
this
podcast editor was telling us, guys, if you want to like get this out there more, you got to post it more. You got to start saying things like subscribe to our podcast. On
here. That note, subscribe to the podcast.
So we're just gonna overuse the fuck out of it. So here I'm just typing in how to subscribe to our thing.
Click on the link in the bottom left hand corner. Subscribe. All right,
so Elon Musk. Rocks, Elon Musk, SpaceX rocket lights up the California sky.
Oh, wow. All
right. So his company successfully launched a satellite into space.
Falcon 9. That's a great
Falcon
name.
9. Residents shared photos of the launch. I saw about 900 of them. They all thought it was a UFO. The rocket's first reusable stage landed successfully. Where did this fucking land? What? Is this anything of importance? Oh, this SpaceX display in the sky above Santa Monica right now is totally crazy and beautiful. That's the exact kind of fucking things I was seeing last night. Mm-hmm. Like, just people going crazy. This is so pretty.
Wow, beautiful. Science. Beautiful.
Okay, so where did it go to?
Oh,
did it go anywhere? Was this not the same time last year where he launched the dude that was in the car? The mannequin in the fucking car to space?
I can't remember what it was. I remember seeing it in the sky.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I just got hit with a little tired wave.
Whoa.
But I'm good. New haircut today.
You had a new haircut today?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're looking high fresh.
High and tight.
Did you not see when Elon Musk sent the fucking the car in the sky?
I don't remember.
All right, there's one thing that I wanted to show you.
Other news, Bitcoin's probably going to start firing. It's at 6,500 still.
No, it's not.
It's probably going to go to 50K by March. So in like 6 months. Bitcoin. Wait. Shout out. Subscribe. Wait. Buy Bitcoin.
Look at this. This is what I wanted to show you before.
Oh, Alexa.
This is what I wanted to show you before. Since we were talking about before about how devices are listening to us.
Alexa is listening to you right now.
Dude, Alexa scares the shit out of me with some of this stuff. Listen to this story, though.
Wait, first off, you're listening to this podcast? Alexa's also listening. You're probably thinking, wow, I like fights. I'm going to subscribe to pay-per-view. Alexa's already on it and is going to display some pay-per-view on your iPhone.
I would love to hear if anybody else has these things that happen to me where you just you're talking about something and then it pops up on
even
some kind of technology.
Your Google thoughts can read too? Your thoughts. Jack told me earlier today.
No way.
Yeah, I don't believe that, but they can hear you through the phone.
All right. Look at this. This woman said her Amazon device recorded a private conversation and sent it out to random people. So listen to this.
It's rude, Alexa.
Okay, here we go. Look. My husband and I would joke and say, I bet these devices are listening to what they're saying. Every room in her family home was wired with these Amazon devices to control her home's heat, light, security system. And then 2 weeks after she got a phone, 2 weeks later, she got a phone call with the person on the other line saying, unplug your Alexa devices right now. You're being hacked. And it was like one of her husband's employees. She was like, we unplugged all of them. And then the guy told us that he was receiving audio files of these recordings that were going on inside of our house. And so she was like, my husband was saying like, no, you didn't. And he was like, no, you didn't. Like, what were we talking about then? And the guy goes, you guys were sitting there talking about hardwood floors. And the guy goes, oh fuck, you actually were listening to us. So what happened is people didn't know about this, but Amazon Alexa, there's a mode in it to where you can switch off where it doesn't automatically record. But if you don't switch it off, it can automatically record everything that's going on so that it brings data in as to like what's being talked about around you. And you can switch it off if you want to, but you can also go into your Amazon Alexa. And there's another switch that like when you ask Alexa something, you can choose how long it stays responsive for. So say you say like, hey, Alexa, play music. It can start, or you can say, hey, Alexa, pull up the news. And it pulls up the news. And then as soon as like you stop talking to it, it waits like a certain amount of time for you to ask another question instead of having to say, hey, Alexa again, because that's how you start it. You say, hey, Alexa. But you can make it so that time goes unlimited, right? So that you don't have to say, hey, Alexa again. So if you have it on that time that's unlimited, it just records. So it's just constantly recording from the time that you say Alexa until the time that you stop it. So like these people went in after their husband told them this, they went into their phone and you can see how much it's recorded. And they went into like this, there's like a tab where it shows like your recorded messages. And it was like days of recorded messages.
Come on.
Her and her kids, her and her husband, her and her room, like all of it, everything you're talking about.
That's
recorded
insane.
And sent back for data.
That's insane.
Is that not fucking nuts?
It's nuts.
So if it's happening on Alexa,
Google's doing shit for sure.
You don't think that Apple's doing that on your phone?
Probably Apple, probably Facebook.
You don't think that fucking Apple is like Apple's the biggest in all of it, like the biggest company out of all of them. You don't think that Apple's got to be doing that, selling some data, recording some data, recording.
They probably are. I think Facebook and Google have a bit more incentive because they get paid off these ads. And so when they hear your stuff, they're going to be like, oh, pop them out with this ad.
Yeah.
And Apple probably too. I mean,
Apple doesn't get paid as much with ads.
I don't know how Apple works as much. I think they're just selling hardware.
Maybe it's because
they got some stuff for sure.
What about Jeff Bezos? You think he's just sitting back there like, I'm going to listen to
all these
people?
I heard he's a pretty regular guy. I've met a few people who've met him. They said he's pretty normal, nice guy, not like some weird Illuminati type thing.
Really?
At least their hunch. I'm sure they don't know him.
I like Amazon stuff a lot. I like Jeff Bezos.
Whole Foods is great.
Whole Foods has gone downhill a little bit, though, and people complain the fuck out of Whole Foods now.
Yeah, that's have you what not seen saying, that? Huh? It's too big. I can't find
it. Because
anything.
Of the Amazon merge with it?
Oh, yeah.
Since
it's gone
then,
downhill,
it's gone. Like downhill.
Yeah, I heard the food, like the ingredients are going downhill too.
I don't know that much about it, but I just know that I was reading that it was like customers and stuff are not happy with the fucking merger.
I read something crazy today. What was it? Oh, this was they said, okay, this is just one study. Shout out Mikey Taylor. It was Mikey Taylor's post. He was like, I heard this study yesterday that what was it? People who are on social media for 2 hours or more a day have a rapidly increased chance of committing suicide.
I saw that today too. But I when I was reading it, I also was like, I think it depends on how you use it. Because I saw that and I was like, if you're unaware, you don't know what it's doing to you. You're just mindlessly looking at it.
Going down dark portals.
The first thing you're going to do is compare.
Yeah.
The first thing that you do when you get on social media, right when you start, is you go to the explore page or you go to like the feed and you just start seeing, you're seeing hot girls with fake butts. You're seeing nice cars. You're seeing jacked dudes. You're seeing fucking all this stuff that like.
Face tuned out.
Face tuned.
You don't think about that.
But you don't know because you don't know the behind the scenes of this stuff. So you just look at it. And you're just like, oh, look at this girl. Oh, look at another girl that's this good. Oh, look at this guy that's jacked. Oh, look at his friends that are jacked. Oh, look at this car. Oh, this 16-year-old kid has this car. I'm 31. I don't have that fucking car. Like, straight comparison.
Totally.
So I think if you don't have that, if you don't have like that understanding, like, of look, there's a lot of stuff on social media. It's a tool. It's a hammer. Like, it could be used to fucking build a house. Or it could be used to fucking hit your foot and break your foot.
So true.
You know, it's how you use it. It's something that could be used so beautifully, or it's something that could be used completely, completely destructively.
No,
and most people use it destructively.
Yeah, I know I do a lot of the time, but ever since, because I talked to you about it, you helped me get this idea of, I got this other sort of private account where I literally just follow like National Geographic, a bunch of cool photos, earth pics, a bunch of inspiring like accounts. And that's it. And so all I'm seeing is like, whoa, that's so beautiful. Earth is so beautiful. Look at these animals, so beautiful. All this quote of like, live life, try your best, set big goals, dream big, go after it. I see only that. It's such a different experience than the normal experience. Is that we just end up, I feel like, the default is down a hole. Yep. You're following on that explore page. It sends you down a hole. Unless you're very conscious that I'm going to, you know, only look at these inspiring things or these positive things or these things that will help me instead of throwing you down that portal of comparison or just negative or weird stuff. You
totally.
Know?
And I would say if you are someone that actually is trying to do Instagram or like trying to be on it more and post more and stuff like that, you have a pull, you feel like you're pulled to do that, whether it's work or whether you want to like start doing it because you're passionate about it. But you are finding yourself being into comparison and doing that kind of comparison stuff where you go on and you're hesitant to post shit and you're hesitant to, and you're always looking at other people's stuff. Do exactly what Condor just did, that I was telling him that I did before was like, create a separate Instagram account that you only follow uplifting, positive, beneficial accounts that are helping you, that are maybe that are like, you know, making you look at life a different way or teaching you or just motivating you or like are your closest friends that you actually love. And then use the account that you're using for business and just follow whoever the fuck that they want. Like whoever the fuck you want, don't care about it. People that want you to follow them back, all that shit, do that. But like use this other account and only scroll on that account. Don't go to the other one and fucking go to the explore page and be going down those holes. It does you no good.
Dark portals.
Yeah, it doesn't do you any good. Stay on the other one.
Keep it with,
like, you owe it to yourself and you are in charge of what you're putting in, you know, like you can control that. So like if it's something that you can control of the information that you're digesting, it's the same thing as food. It's either going to make you better. It's going to make you worse. So you might as well look at like good shit by being on uplifting people or on stuff that's helping you, information, that kind of thing. It doesn't do any fucking good to be on these fake people, these kids that are like, you know, driving Rolls Royces and shit that are like 16. It doesn't give you any positive energy. It just makes you go, fuck, like, what am I doing?
I'll tell you what, it's definitely, Instagram's a tool for better or for worse. And if you have, like Gary Vee said, if you have good DNA and you're wise and you're smart, it'll bring you up in life. If you have bad DNA and you're dumb about it and not aware, it's going to bring you down.
Yeah.
It's like money. Money will just make you more of what you are.
Yeah.
Instagram will just...
Power.
Bring
the same
you down
thing.
Or bring you up.
It's a tool.
Depending on how you use it.
It can be used as good or bad, light or dark. Instagram's the same. What are you using it for? And I was someone that was very, very, very like self-conscious with Instagram for the longest time. Like my Instagram was super like dark and artsy and stuff. And it was because I was like, oh, I don't want to post stuff. I don't want to. I'm worried
gotta
about
stay
what I,
core for the
I'm
boys.
Worried about, yeah, I'm worried about what other people are going to think. I want to stay like thug. Like I want to stay like artsy. I want to stay like that. And I'm like, fuck. It's because I'm scroll. And the reason that I did it was because I was scrolling so much onto.
Yeah, but Instagram. The reality is you're not a beer can. And so it's like, be who you are. And I mean, beer can, like, you know, like a core photo of like a trash can with like, you know, or something weird, you know, artsy, like leaf in the corner. It's like, is that who you are? Who you are is, I'd say, what you actually are and who you're trying to be. I think, you know, that's a good.
And you can block it. You can block out all the noise by doing that separate Instagram thing. But eventually you can get to a point where you do look at those. When you're really living your truth, when you're really like authentic to yourself, when you're really like, I'm me. I'm confident I'm me. I don't give a fuck about other people. Then when you scroll past those same Instagram accounts, it's like, you know, they're doing their thing. I'm doing mine. I'm different. But if you're in the initial stages and you're not used to that, a really easy tool is to create that separate one. Get rid of all that noise by scrolling and comparing. Create a separate one. Only go on Instagram and fucking look through that separate one. That's like you're following the uplifting things. And when you want to post something on the other one, go back to your other one, post some shit on that. And then there you go. Don't worry about what the fucking people think. Don't worry about what other people care about. Just fucking do you. It works
life.
So much better.
True that.
Right?
Well said.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, yeah. The boys are crushing it right now.
I know what you're about to say right now.
What am I about to say?
You're about to say you're leaving. You just say this every time after you say I'm crushing it.
No. I'm ready to keep. Let's flow into another one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. What do you got?
What are we talking about right now? Let's do a little moment for the people watching. Much love. Keep the dream alive.
He's spitting some wisdom.
Follow your heart. And be humble, be grateful, be happy.
What is going on?
What? You like that?
Was that just a straight moment of truth?
Yeah, I was just kind of
taking a break.
Yeah.
All right, bro. What do you want to dip into?
Can't think of any other news topics besides like Kavanaugh and whatever.
Kavanaugh, I don't know enough about. I don't know enough about, but I do think that the whole Me Too thing is blown extremely out of proportion. I love empowerment. I love women. I love women that love other women, like that think it's uplifting or feel uplifted when people come together. Because I think people coming together is beautiful. I mean, I think it's one of the meanings of life. Everybody getting together, you know, uplifting each other. People working in a union, in unison. There we go. But I do think that the Me Too thing is a little blown out of proportion with like. Now it's almost like it seems, and I don't know the Kavanaugh story at all, so I don't know if that this pertains at all. But I do think that like some of the like Me Too things is almost like it seems like it's cool now to do it, where it's like, fuck, I feel bad for the girls that are actually getting in like seriously getting raped or abused or whatever that are coming forward, and it's like dulled out now by all the ones that might not be telling the truth or might not be real.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I love all of it though. I mean, I support all your fucking movements that are for positive, I support everything that wants to make the world a better place. So if that's where your goal is to make the world a better place, then cool. I mean, I at least give you like my love. You know, I might not be like all aboard, but I at least am like, cool, you're doing your thing. But I do think that like with some of these fucking like some of these protests and trends and stuff like that, it's like it's just a little overboard. It's a little fucking overboard.
A little bit.
To where you're like, what's real, what's not?
Yeah, then it's like, yo, we gotta focus on the real shit. Is like all these, I saw it today, all these girls in Colombia getting traded into the sex trade when they're like 9 to 15. I think that's like the most real shit there is.
This is a new breaking.
Gotta raise awareness for that. I don't know. I saw it on something.
Is there
a big sex trade, I guess, in the world.
In the U.S.?
People say in the U.S.
What is it? I'd like to find it. I ask the homeless sometimes. What does a sex trade even mean? What does that mean?
So I think you get like a girl who's like, you know, an illegal or like homeless or just, I mean, sometimes I think they flat out kidnap like a normal little girl and then they sell them into the sex trade. And I don't know how
what does that mean when you get sold into the sex trade? What does that mean?
I don't know. I think in Colombia, it's like, boom, they just hoard them up and then send them to like some probably rich, creepy dude who's...
Oh, so you're like a prostitute or something like that, or a slave, or
what? That's what I'm wondering too. I don't know, but I see it all over.
I don't know either. But yeah, I've heard, you know, I hear things about like sex trafficking
Thailand,
and stuff like that.
Real big.
But I don't know
Thailand.
What it means. Like, is it like, okay, there's a girl that gets kidnapped and sent somewhere, and when she gets to that place, she's automatically like sold as a prostitute, or is it like goes somewhere, and when she gets to that place, she's like given to some person in his house or some shit? I don't know what. What does it mean to be like, what is sex trafficking or sex, what was it you said? Sex trade.
Yeah.
What does it mean exactly? I don't know enough, but it's...
Let us know.
I don't know
enough,
but that
sounds like the most serious topic.
That's so sad.
There is.
So sad.
There couldn't be something more serious than that.
Yeah.
And I see stuff about it. And In-N-Out Burger had a thing about it, so I donated.
In-N-Out Burger had a thing about it, like where
you
buy a burger and you give...
Yeah.
They had it when we were there?
I don't know if it was when we were there. This was like a while ago. I remember seeing it.
No, I don't remember.
What else?
But
are
that's
we
sad. But it
about?
Is sad though.
Yeah, that's a heavy one.
Well, we could just go right here.
I'm pretty hungry, JT. Yeah. What's there to eat around Venice? All we go to is Tocaya Organica. If anyone's had Tocaya Organica, it's pretty.
Oh, shouts
good.
Out to Bo. Bo, our editor.
He works at
He's
Tocaya
manager
Organica.
At Tocaya. Guy just does it all.
He's a real killer. Straight out of Boston.
Oof. New Seattle team going in, NHL team going to Seattle.
Yeah.
I would love if you got into hockey so I could talk about hockey. There's fucking a
yeah,
ton.
Let's do that.
You want to get into hockey?
Let's get me into hockey.
Yeah?
Let's try and figure out a nice angle so it's fun for me, you know?
Okay.
Because when I watch a full game, it's like I can barely see the puck.
No, it won't be about the game. It would be about like stuff behind
some,
the stuff
I need
behind
you
the
sending
scenes.
Me some cool stuff. Like, whatever's fired you up about, like me, I'd send you Kook Slams. I'd be like, oh, JT, look how funny this is. Kook Slams. And I'd be like, look, Kelly Slater's the sickest dude. Clay Marzo. You know, I'd know what to send you right away. And since you're totally in, you'll know what to send me, right?
What would you like to see? Like, I could send you, like,
whatever's
creative
the most
moves.
Funny,
I could send you, like...
Whatever's the coolest, most creative move. Like, Wayne Gretzky doing something off the freaking
thing.
Yeah,
he doesn't play anymore.
Well, yeah, but, you know, like...
But, yeah. Like
something
sick moves and stuff like that.
Some sick Crosby, some sick Belichick. Just throw it all down.
I would want to send you like new. I agree. I could
do
some shit like that.
Yeah.
I'll send you some stuff that would bring you in.
Then I'll come in guns blazing.
Just like you know what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Can you believe this fucking suspension? Can you believe this?
Oh, yeah.
Offsides play?
That's a joke.
No, it'd be like stuff about like, you know, stuff off. It'd be like stuff off the ice. I got to watch this cord. One of these cords is fucked. Is it still going? Yeah. Yeah, one of these cords is messed up. You okay? There's a new team going in Seattle. That's what I was saying.
Oh, yeah?
New NHL team.
Epic.
Going into Seattle.
Great news.
Where's the next city you would put one?
An NHL team?
Yeah, they don't have one already.
Probably Dallas.
Yeah, they got one there. The Dallas Stars.
I know. Maybe Austin.
They don't have an NHL team there, but they have a minor team there. Dallas is minor team.
Oh, yeah?
Sick city.
Austin, I hear, is pretty sick.
Yeah, they're like they're usually like one of the better teams in that league.
Oh, man, I'm hungry. Conrad, keep it together. Other news.
Bro, you can go whenever you want. You're free. You want to stay? You want to go?
I'm just getting hungry. I feel like I'm losing my steam, man. Other news, I saw this thing. Corey Kennedy, pro skater. This is a crazy story. I don't know if I have it right, but Corey Kennedy and some of his boys, they were shooting all day, and then I think they stopped by some bar, had, I guess he had one drink, but I don't know. This part I'm blurry on because I think the cop said it was more than one drink. It was like his alcohol level was like 0.9. So Corey Kennedy drives home or drives with his boys, swerves this thing, hits a tree or something, and then the guy in the passenger seat, the filmer, skate filmer, sick guy, he dies. And now Corey Kennedy supposedly just went into jail, and he's in jail right now or starting his sentence. And I think his sentence was 4 years, but other comments I saw were, no, he's out, he's good. Yeah, I remember seeing that, the $75,000 bail. I don't know. I was reading up about it last night. Super interesting, but I was also falling asleep, so it's a little blurry.
So this is a pro skater.
I like this line. He lost a best friend and permanently changed the course of his own life forever. And, I mean, I'm on the side of, like, I would think he's learned his lesson.
And he went to jail.
And I think he's in prison for 4 years. And I'm gonna go out on the whim and say I think that prison will do worse for him than good in society and for himself in the long term, because I think he's learned his lesson. But I'd love to hear what the family of the dead friend would say, because it's such an interesting case.
So he was driving the car and he had alcohol and weed in his system, but it was a very small amount of alcohol.
I think it was a really small amount.
Like above the limit or below the limit?
He's never had anything like this in his life.
Yeah, his record's completely clean.
Completely clean.
And so he went to court and the trial said that he is guilty.
Guilty.
And he went to jail.
And supposedly serving 4 years in prison, I think.
The guy that was next to him died.
Yeah.
Was there another guy in the car? Just them
two? Guy in the back seat hurt his toe or something. He was okay.
Okay, not bad.
Yeah.
Wow. And so they did it go to like a full trial?
I think I just started reading up about it. I was like, whoa, this is wild.
Oh man, I completely agree with you, where it's like, is if he has no record of doing anything like this. He's got a clean record, and it's saying right here that all these letters were coming in from friends and family and people around saying that he's like the greatest guy.
Yeah, that's what I read too.
And he has like a clean record, like a great history, a great, like, you know, what's reputation.
Yeah.
You got to think, like, what would putting him behind bars do for him? If that's the way that our system works, is that you're supposed to go to jail to one, serve the crime that you committed, but to also like learn from it. Or like, you know, become a better person from it. What would sending him to jail do if the family of the guy that got killed, if his family wasn't about it? Like if they were like, hey, we don't care, like, or not we don't care, but we don't think he needs to go to jail. It was a mistake. They were friends.
Yeah.
We don't want to do that. Why would they put him in jail?
I completely agree. Was there anything what the family said of the deceased?
Perhaps the most moving letter came from May Getters. Is that the guy that died?
I think it is. Yeah.
Okay. So perhaps the most moving letter came from May Getters' mother. In it, she wrote about Preston and Kennedy's close friendship and advocated on her son's behalf that Kennedy should not serve any prison time.
Oh,
Preston
wow.
would have wanted that his friend and colleague Corey never be imprisoned for his actions, but as an alternative for Corey to take responsibility and give back to the community.
Oh my! I don't want to cry.
You gotta like.
You gotta let him go.
So he didn't go. So he went in. He went to prison?
I don't know. Try and find like breaking news, because I saw it on this six skaters Insta. He was like, pray for Corey. He starts his sentence today.
Sentence. This is 13th sentence for involvement. Been sentenced to 48 months in prison and 369 days of home monitoring.
It's like
three
really?
Men were reportedly coming home. Kennedy, who was a notable... According to prosecutors, he had a notable history of speeding infractions, was charged and pleaded with guilty to vehicular homicide, vehicular assault, driving while under the influence, and reckless driving.
I think the mom's statement says it all. I think that says it all right there.
The judge in the case received 28 letters of support for Kennedy, many asking that he did not receive any deal.
Wow.
It's this concern about having a sentence that reflects the seriousness of the behavior, the disastrous effect on families in the community, and it is this deterrence that the law seeks to have reflected in this sentence, she said.
Hmm.
Oh. Dude, that's so brutal.
I think
so,
it comes down
so
to the
brutal.
Mom, you know, the mom of the deceased.
The mom even said
that's what he would have wanted.
Yeah.
No prison, but give back to the community. I'm
or at
sure
least that should be a huge part of it.
He's going to live his life for his friend, no doubt.
Although he was drinking, which is bad, but like,
yeah.
Fuck, first time offense.
First time offense.
For all of it.
He's had speeding tickets, but I think we've all had a couple speeding tickets.
Slate completely clean.
Yeah.
Mom, the other mom doesn't want it. You didn't get, I mean, if he didn't get other people hurt, like, it's didn't hit another car, didn't, like, no other injuries, no, like, big devastation aside from this one family who is supporting him. Oh, how does that fucking do that?
That's a brutal one.
That's so sad.
Leave your comments below. Let us know. Pray for Corey. Sounds like an exemplary man.
Oh,
great
Corey.
Skater.
Thoughts going out to you, bro. Fuck. That just makes me think about, like, how does the judicial system work? Like,
it's brutal in America.
Is it just terrible?
That's what I hear. It's brutal.
Like the justice system?
Yeah, it's literally like you could be talking like me and you, like normal, honest guys, and like say what actually happened, but it doesn't even matter because it just matters how it all goes up in court. I mean, look at O.J. Simpson, because they tampered with the evidence. Boom, he's innocent. That one, I don't know if it's clear cut. I think it was. But I don't know, that's kind of case in point.
So it doesn't even matter.
Like,
so it
has
doesn't
to go like boom, boom, boom.
Oh,
boom,
whoa, 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 whoa! You can
easy Condor,
that.
Yeah.
So, but it actually is like the way that in that movie with Gerard Butler, where he says like it's not about what you know, it's about what you can prove in court.
Yeah. So it's sad because it's really hard because with messed up people, you can't really, because you want to follow the spirit of the law, not the letter of the law. Because in this case, obviously, it's like this guy's a great kid. You know, he shouldn't go by the main rules of, oh, with this infraction, he needs to serve 11 years. It's like, no, because, you know, look at the guy who's dead's mom is saying this guy's such a great guy. Look at all these things pointing that, you know,
yeah.
This kid's learned his lesson. He's going to help out. Boom, boom.
This guy would probably dedicate his life to.
He's going to dedicate his life
back
to his boy.
To, yeah. Fuck.
You got to show mercy in this instance for sure.
I would love to know why they couldn't. What's the reason that they decided to go with that? Maybe there's more facts to it. Maybe we don't know everything. Maybe it's like
there's
another.
Doesn't look like it, but you could be right. Doesn't look like it though.
Oh, that's sad. That one
brutal.
Out, man, fuck.
Corey Kennedy, much love and aloha. God bless.
Yeah. That one's tough.
Yeah, that one was tough.
What else we got? Anything else uplifting?
Orca proposals fall short with Islanders. What's this?
No. There's a decline of these orcas. Right?
Orcas.
That's tough for you, hey? Orcas?
Orcas, best animal, huh? Just beautiful. One day I'll ride on an orca.
I've been looking at the fucking news on my phone. It's so depressing.
Yeah, it's brutal.
The first like seven things are... people killed, so-and-so hates another person in politics.
Kavanaugh, Trump.
Yeah, another person's going to jail for something stupid or for something like that is just so controversial. The world's getting destroyed. Have you seen this? Yes Magazine. Remember how we were talking about positive stuff?
Yeah.
This is a new. It's literally called Journalism for People Bettering, Building a Better World. Look at this. Peace and justice, the planet, new economy, happiness.
Oh, beautiful.
Right? Science says happiness can change your brain. Like, what if that was the fucking main thing? What if this story right here was on CNN? Science says happiness can change your brain. It's the first thing. That would be so powerful. That'd be so sick.
This is cool.
Right?
This is really cool.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Yes
Magazine.
I mean, I don't know how big of a... I think this would be, but
oh, this is great stuff.
Yeah. What Brett Kavanaugh should have said.
Huh. Did he go down or what? Was there a verdict?
Just me. Men, we can do better. Whoa, what became for the Me Too movement? Oh, I'm going to read this later.
What's himpathy?
Maybe a guy, like, you know, understanding what's going on with girls. If it's just a kind of play on empathy.
Should I sing some Katyusha?
What is Katyusha?
That Russian song for all our Russian fans?
Yeah.
Расцветали яблони и груши, поплыли туманы над рекой, и ходила на берег Катюша, на высокий берег, на крутой. Выходила, песню заводила про степного сизого орла. Hey! Про того, которого любила. Про того, чьи письма перегла.
That sounded like a movie, the song that could be in like Game of Thrones, where it's like starts really slow and then starts picking up.
All
right, cut it. But that was dope.
Yeah. How's that?
That was pretty dope. Honest to God.
Katyusha. Well, I used to sing that every day, every morning in Russia.
Why?
Just to kind of connect with the culture, connect with the people.
They wanted to sing it too?
This was when I was a Mormon missionary.
They wanted to sing it too?
Sing it with my companion. It was part of our companionship study.
Bro.
Yeah. You like that?
It's a little scary after it, man.
Yeah, well, it's about a girl. Here, because Russia had more people die in World War II than anyone.
Like, look at this limo that crashed and killed 20.
And so it's a girl on the barrack, on the bank waiting for a guy or soldiers out of war.
You miss Russia?
Sometimes.
Loved it.
Great, great experience.
Yeah.
Beautiful place.
It is beautiful.
Orsk. So foreign.
Orsk. Omsk. Omsk. Both. Orsk is way worse.
Really? I didn't go to Orsk.
Oh, look at this. I'm going to try and see if I can look this up.
It's not going to be a thing. Orsk. Siberia is so
this is Orsk.
Raw.
Orsk.
Orsk. No. Поехали в Орск уже. Давайте на, ну, путешествуем туда. JT, давай.
You think we got a Russian audience?
Мы с тобой. Ну да, у нас.
Rush. Yeah, Orsk. Look at that.
Комментировать. Привет, чуваки. Ну, чё почём. В комментарии, да-да-да.
All right.
Yeah.
Is that it? We got more.
Oh, what? Are we signing out?
What else we got?
I think you sing a song.
No, I'm. Oh, Lil Wayne's Atlanta concert ended in mayhem, too. Dude, so much mayhem.
People got to settle down. It's like there's so many riffs. There's so many riffs. People get fired up. The Irish versus the Russians last night. Now Lil Wayne.
Now Lil Wayne's getting in.
Give the guy a break.
Altercation that ended Lil Wayne's performance.
Wonder what happened.
Oh,
he said, hope everyone's okay. Maybe there was like a gun or something.
Hope everyone's Jeez. Okay. And he gave the high five thing. People think it's a praying hand. It's actually high five.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
This? Oh, this?
That one. The original, when Apple put it out.
I do that all the time for the like.
For praying hands,
for
right?
Prayer. Like,
but it's supposed to be high five.
Huh.
Right?
I don't know.
That's what they say.
That's news for me, JT.
Let's see. High five.
JT, what a bone crusher, huh?
Emoji. Look at this. Oh, they changed it now.
Huh. Namaste, please.
They changed
prayer.
It from this to this.
It's one of my favorites. Oh, so. Okay.
All right, Condors. Condra's yawning.
Yeah. Sort of rude.
I think we got enough. I think. Oh, I wanted to talk about this. Wait, there's actually two things. Can you hear me?
What?
There's actually two
what?
Things.
What?
There's actually two things that I wanted to talk about.
Where oh, fire this one off. This is insane.
Rocket. Okay. So this Banksy painting. Did you see this?
No.
You didn't see this?
No.
Oh, you're going to love this.
Tell the world.
Okay, so you know Banksy?
Read that title.
Okay, so wait, I'm going to tell you though. You know who Banksy is?
Of course.
Banksy's like one of the most famous artists of all time. Yeah. Unknown, no one knows who he is. Identity's always been hidden. So I think it's called Sotheby. It's like
a
huge
big art dealer thing, yeah.
Big, huge art dealer. So they're auctioning off one of his paintings.
Yeah.
The girl with the balloon. Like she's letting go of the balloon. and they auction it off, and it goes for $1.4 million. And they, and when you see in the video, they have people like, you know, on the phone, like calling in to bet on that, like to bet on this, because pay for this, because this is like a big, big, big thing to be auctioned. He never sells any of this shit. And well, and so after they slam the gavel saying sold $1.4 million, the Banksy painting like self-destructed, shredded itself. The whole, like almost all of the painting, just like this. Everybody's watching it. Like the whole thing. I got to pull the video up.
Pull the video up.
The whole thing.
I believe in the Illuminati now.
No, because he's still alive and he put out a video after. So Banksy put,
he did?
Banksy put out a video after. Watch, I'll show
you. How do you know it's him?
Look, Banksy.
Hasn't no one ever seen him?
Banksy.
Guys.
No, he puts out videos with, like.
Google Banksy self-destruct. This is going to blow your mind.
A jaw-dropping moment. A Banksy painting sells at auction for $1.4 million. The gavel drops, and so does the painting.
No way.
Look at it. Look at it. It's shredding. So look, so everybody's staring at this painting. So it sells, they're pointing at it. This is what we're selling, da 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 da. They sell for $1.4 million and automatically, look, literally, the camera's on it. Automatically just goes. Everybody's like, wait.
Are you kidding me?
Shreds itself. Look, they take it down off the wall. They take it into the back.
Presented Banksy and was the first seller of
huge deal.
Who's this guy?
I don't know. This is like just an art, probably an art dealer.
Have you with us. I'd just love to get your take first.
Does
of all,
he know Banksy?
On that moment and what we saw.
No, I think he's just a dealer.
Is Banksy Satoshi Nakamoto?
You guy that built Bitcoin?
Yeah.
No.
Half of it is shredded.
Hey, Erica. I think it's probably one of the finest moments in auction history. Aside from the Da Vinci selling for that ridiculous amount of money last year. This will go down in history as one of the craziest auction moments of all time, I think. I think it's probably one of the best stunts Banksy's ever done.
So one of the best stunts. Look at this as art or publicity or a stunt? You look at this as what happened, what we saw as art.
I think it's a little bit of everything, to be honest. I think you could have it down as performance art. You could have it down as a stunt. And it reminds me.
So look, I'm going to look at, I'm going to try and see if Banksy came, if you see the Banksy video. Yeah, look, so Banksy came out with this video after. So they sell that thing, 1.4 million, shreds in half. And then the next day, Banksy comes out with this, his own video. It says, and the video says, for people that can't see it, if you just look up, like, Banksy published this video. It says, a few years ago, I secretly built a shredder into a painting. Shows him building the shredder in the back of the fucking painting. Putting the back of it on. I built this in case it was ever put up for auction.
Shut up.
Then it shows the Sotheby's thing.
Okay. It's the Banksy.
One of his friends is in the crowd filming it. Slams the gavel, and then everyone freaking out. Can we get someone to get it? Can we get someone to take it down? Take it down, please. Take it to the back. Shredded.
I would have thought there was some sort of attack happening.
Puts it out.
So
how sick is that, though?
The button?
I'm guessing the dude that was filming. So I'm guessing that like he knew that it was going to be sold because he's still alive. I'm guessing that he knew that it was going to be sold. He had built it into the back, had one of the guys. I don't know if he went, because he's still unknown. Nobody really knows what he looks like besides, I'm sure, a handful of people. But I'm not sure if he went or if like one of his, you know, assistants or friends or something like that went, filmed it, and then just had like a little thing, like a little remote to sell it, to shred it.
Yeah.
That was an automated thing like that. When you press this thing, it automatically shreds. So the guy's like filming it, boop, presses it, shreds it, and the guy, and Banksy's just like, fuck you guys, my art is for free.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure Banksy's pretty notorious for not selling art.
What a rebel.
How sick is that, though?
That is amazing.
In the name of art, That's got to be one of the artsiest, like, badass things you can do.
That was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Right?
And that's me saying that on an empty stomach.
Shocks the whole world.
That was shocking.
He set the whole world up.
He set it on fire.
Yeah, he did. There was people saying afterwards that that Banksy painting is worth over double now.
Shredded.
Over, because of the publicity stunt. Over double.
Oh, yeah. For sure. That makes sense. Just put it back together, shredded.
I don't even know if
the shredded version.
Do you think they put it back together, or do you think they just hang it on their wall like this with half of it out?
Hang it, yeah, hang it like that. That thing's going to be the 100 mil ball one day. I'd buy it for 3 million.
I think art's pretty dope. I might maybe I might get into painting or something like that.
Of art. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, that's it. That's all we got for today. I'm signing off now. I'm doing it for us.
All right. Much love to the people.
Much love, much love, much love.
God bless.
Last time.
Stay up.
Please.
Subscribe.
Subscribe to the boys out here. All right. Much love.
Tell your mom to subscribe. Your grandma, your uncles, your best friends, your nieces.
Print it out. Bring it to school.
Get everyone subscribing.
Get everyone.
And if you flyers, do, be posters. Honest, let us know. If you get a bunch of people to subscribe, what do we give them? Like,
yeah, maybe we need to start doing like a giveaway. 100 subscribers, we'll fly
big
to your
old
house.
Thing of what are they called? Those donuts, Krispy Kremes?
No. We'll fly to your house and we'll come to your high school.
Fly to the house with a huge gift card to Krispy Kremes and like six or seven boxes of Krispy Kremes.
When we get 100 subscribers, we're going to fly it to whoever it is.
Yeah, let us know. Give us a couple like fact checks. Like, that's Jeremy. That's Uncle Bo. That's Denny. That's my niece's sister-in-law. Do all that. And then we'll be like, okay, that checks out. That's Jeremy. That's Uncle Bo. And then we'll be like, okay, there's our winner.
And what are we doing? We're flying there. We're
getting...
It doesn't
have to be Krispy Kremes.
We're getting Krispy
Kremes. You can request if you like Jamba Juice. You know, whatever you like, but we'll come to you. We'll do a trip, probably in Arizona. It's your homeland anyway. You like people out there. We'll go to Arizona.
Probably not in Arizona. What if it's in
It could be like Denver.
Toronto.
Toronto, that's a stretch. I don't think we're doing a trip to like Columbia in a way, but LA. Do it if you're in LA for sure.
Send us a message. You liked, you subscribed it. You showed a couple people. I mean, at the very least, we're going to repost that. Throw you up, give you a little shout out, say what up. If you're not too far, we'll fly to you or drive to you, bring you like 3 or 4 boxes of Krispy Kreme, come into your high school. We'll have Condor wear no shirt, show up.
Condor's out.
All right, we're out. Hey guys, thanks for listening. I love y'all. Seriously, appreciate it so much, you guys listening to this. If you're listening to this on Anchor, you guys can send me a message. If you're listening to this on Spotify, it's on Spotify now, so check it out there. Also on iTunes, if you're listening to it on iTunes, please leave me a review. I appreciate it very much. And if you have any questions about anything that we talked about, any of the guests that were on, or if anything that we said sparked your interest, please feel free to send me a message on Instagram at JT Barnett, or message any of the guests. Their username or their link is going to be always posted in the bio of this episode. Again, love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you guys check it out again. Peace.